Ok, proviamo. Yeah, it's far enough pain. An illustration to that one. We have here a society, you have, what is a society? It's a group of people, of spirit souls inside physical bodies. Now we show them, it's just a big circle, colored some people color. And or different shades depending on color of skins, but just basically a flat surface. And then we divide it with, if we take the periphery and divide up the circle into four parts peripherally, how do you say it? Concentric circles within circles. And then you write natures, human nature. And then we describe each one. Also size-wise, just basic knowledge about humans. Intellectuals, administrators, mercantile, whatever words you want to use, and workers. These are four very broad categories that human nature can be divided within. According to our gunas or natures, that's just how it is. It's not a system, nothing. Social system, nothing. It's just a description of how things look nature-wise among the humans on this planet today. Then, you find ISKCON there. I don't know if we should put it in the center. But, well, here we are, so we'll look from here. You could put any group or team here in the center, and we look out from here, and we... What shall we do in this world among this group of people? Or rather, what do we want to see happening here? We don't even need to put any organization in the center. What do we want to see happening here? Well, I guess we want to see everyone here on this field happy. Well, that's the society I grew up with. And if someone is not happy, if there's anything you can do, you try. And we try to live in ways where, of course, we are happy, but where we don't cause others harm and unhappiness. And if we can, yes, share our own happiness. It doesn't cost much, actually. A little smile, friendly word here and there. Listening to someone. Maybe giving some advice or maybe helping out. So little we need to do, actually. So yeah, and if you're not, if you're one of those who say that no, you're romantic, we can't all be happy, some have to be down there suffering at the that's at the bottom because it's their karma. We can't change that. Well, of course, each one has his karma. But the problem is when you reason like this, and sometimes you decide that, well, you know, since they have to be exploited by someone, you take from them what they can't take from them because of being the good ones with the good karma who deserve it, and they are the ones with the bad karma who don't. So we're just following nature and it's all ethical and fine. Well, think again. And this is why we are doing all this, to just look at what is actually making sense once we start looking deeper, and what doesn't.